day two of the 2018 NFL Combine. I'm Megan O'Brien. He's Paul Perillo. Paul, we had an exciting day, right?
Okay. We'll go with exciting. A lot of different stuff happened.
A lot of different stuff. The offensive linemen talked today, but yeah. In some other news.
Yeah, you know, I thought tackle was going to be a pretty big position of need. I thought Nate Solder's situation was worth monitoring. Today, the Boston Herald's Jeff Howe tweeted out that it looks like Nate Solder has decided he is going to play football in 2018. So that's step one. Now, step two is, does he play for the Patriots? Because obviously we know he's going to be a free agent. So they're going to have to get him re-signed. But that may or may not lessen the need for a tackle. But if they do need one, it's not considered to be a really strong group of tackles at that position. So I did get a chance to talk to a bunch of them today. Some of them were very impressive. Notre Dame's Mike McGlinchey, ridiculously impressive prospect. I'm not sure that he would be available when the Patriots want to pick, but the whole Nate Solder thing, I threw a monkey wrench into the situation.
Good news yesterday. We heard that Gronk is likely to be playing football next year. Today, Nate Solder, a good sign. We haven't seen any Patriots coaches, players, or staff members, but we've seen former players and former coaches, and they've been very friendly to us.
Yeah, we've had a lot of company. We had Matt Patricia stopping yesterday. So I ran into old friend Brian Daboll at St. Elmo. So we've had a lot of Patriots presence here, Patriots past presence, but not really necessarily any of the current members of the coaching staff.
And I don't know if you took a walk over by the bench press right behind us, but Saquon Barkley, he was pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, I think he electrified the crowd with the bench press, 29 reps, but he also came across very well in his interview. Penn State running back going to go to the top of the draft, maybe even number one, which would be a coincidence because the last time a running back went number one was Penn State's Kajana Carter back in 1995.
Could be a good year for the Nittany Lions in this draft. We'll keep you updated with all your NFL Combine coverage tomorrow in day three. Thanks so much for joining us.